from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
And we do this every Friday at 1 o'clock. We like to allow you all to ask me any question you want to ask me. And we're going to go right to the phone line so we can try to get through everybody. We're going to start off in Charlotte with Kenny. What's up, Kenny? How you doing, man?
Oh, man, B-Mitch, it's an absolute pleasure, man. Continue.
Appreciate you, man. Same to you.
Man, I just wanted to say, man, one of my favorite moments was the Tampa Bay Buccaneers playoff game when you ran it back, man.
Oh, appreciate that. Appreciate that, man. That was my last game as a at the time, a skin. They say I lost a step. Yep, that was my last game there.
Hey, look, but that just proved that, you know, you and that's what I try to teach my son.
Say it again. You had cut off.
No, I said that just goes to show that you play the last game as you did your first, and that's what I try to teach my son.
There you go, man. Appreciate it. Appreciate it.
I just wanted to ask you. I'm sorry. Go ahead.
Go ahead.
No, I just wanted to ask you because it's important to me because, you know, watching the game during the time of Riggo and all of that. How important do you think the run game is to Jaden Daniels' development, even with his running skills? Like, how do you think that will help him in his rookie season?
I think it's very important. I think the whole thing about it is that everyone knows he can run, but I think having a running back or a running game to where you have to respect it, it makes people not have everybody crowding the line and things of that nature. So if he can get people, or if they start to come up to try and stop the run game, it opens it up down the field. And the thing about Jaden, he's very accurate. You know, he throws the ball to spots instead of to the player necessarily. And I think if you got a running game, it opens it up. It makes people have more one-on-one battles and one-on-one matchups, which the way he throws the ball, it would make sure he could utilize that, his accuracy, which would help him out tremendously.
Yeah. Second question is, and I appreciate that because I feel like modern-day football almost tries to prove that philosophy to be wrong when, even when you watch basketball, if you can get in the paint, it opens it up for the three-point shooters.
Yeah.
So, you know, why do you think people try to prove that philosophy wrong nowadays versus in the past?
Well, in the past, the running back was vitally important. Today, they try to downplay the significance of a running back, and the NFL does that on their own, and they're trying to lure, you know, make them seem like they're cheaper or we could get by without any. That's the whole thing. But if you look at the teams that win, they also run the football effectively. Everybody saw Tom Brady. Everybody see Pat Mahomes. But they run the football very effectively, which allows them to – when you give Pat Mahomes one-on-one matchups, he's going to pick you apart. When you gave Tom Brady one-on-one matchup, he picked you apart. And why did they get one-on-one matchup? Because they had a running game, and you had to go out there and respect it at all times.
Exactly. And that's why I think JD5 is going to be a great quarterback for us, because I believe, you know, from the neck up, he realizes that, you know, I want him to stay healthy, but at the same time, I really want them to run the ball, man.
All right, man.
Thank you, B-Mitch.
Appreciate it, man. All right, we're going to move on and go straight to – let's go to Rev T. What's up, Rev? How you doing, brother?
Oh, man, I'm all right, B-Mitch. I ain't really called on about to ask you no question. If I really wanted to ask you a question, I know how to reach out and touch you. But, see, I've been listening to these people while I've been sitting here doing my thing like a chicken wing this morning. And what I done heard was a lot of fans say this and that, but – what's been happening, B-Mitch, and let me explain this to y'all is we've been locked up in the cage. And see, when you locked up in the cage, and you just barking, it's like we've been fed water a little bit here. We've been fed food a little bit here. And even times we just been left there with no food and no water at all. And so you like a dog in the cage. You just want to bark. You just want to roar. But what's happening here in this organization is the setup. You got a GM. You got an owner. You got a GM. You got a coach. Okay? You got a lineup. You got a quarterback. You got all these things in place right now. I'm ready, B-Miss. I'm ready to see what this offense do. I know the people ready to see what this defense going to do. And I'm ready to see what the special teams going to do. But right now, though, B-Miss, the cage is about to open. We about to get a little bit more water. We about to get a little bit more bread to eat. And I'm excited for this meal that this team got prepared for us this season.
All right.
I like to get out the cage in more ways than one. Y'all know who this is. The People's Hype Man, and I ain't never short of my words for nobody. Ooh, ooh, ooh.
All right,
please, baby, mosh with me.
Ow.
All right, that's Rev T, and he wants people to bark and believe because they're about to get out the cage. Let's go to Steve D.C. and check out my guy, Steve. Steve, what's your question, man?
D, how you doing?
I'm good, brother. What's happening?
Good. Hey, D, question for you. So, did you ever foresee Todd Bowles being a coach? Was that something that, you know, that he ever talked about what he was playing? Because if you go back to when he first got hired with the Jets, he mentioned Richie Pettibone.
Uh-huh.
So do you think that a lot of his philosophy that he's doing now was Pettibone's philosophy back in the 90s and 80s, B?
A lot of it comes from it. But I always thought Todd was more cerebral than anybody I've ever seen on the field. And I kind of I knew he was going to be a coach, just like Martin Mayhew was telling us he wanted to be a GM. He was going to law school in off season, so he was preparing for it. But just the way Todd played made you think this dude is more like a coach on the field. So you know, you figure those guys could be a coach off the field.
Wow, because Todd used to hit hard, man.
He'll hit, and the thing about he did not. You watch him now; he doesn't show one way or the other. He's always even keel, same way he was on the football field.
Wow. Okay, that's good info, B.
Yep, bro. Appreciate you, man. Thanks.
All right, bro. Okay.
All right, Steve. All right, let's continue on. Let's go to Savannah Park. Check out my guy, Carlos. What's up, Los?
B. Mitch. Happy Friday, big fella.
Same to you, dude. What's happening? Man.
Hey, man, listen, I'm looking at my closet. You know, I got three Sean Taylor jerseys from Mitchell and Ness. I got a Doug Williams Mitchell and Ness. I got a John Riggins Mitchell and Ness. Why the hell do I not have a B. Mitch 30 Mitchell and Ness jersey? Or why can I not find a B. Mitch jersey anywhere?
I don't know.
I'm trying to get it signed or like
hey, all they got to do is let me know if I got something to sign for them to be able to do it, I will sign it yesterday.
Because I do not want to go to DH.com and make my own Chinese-made jersey. You know, they'll send me a Commander's jersey saying Commodores or whatever, you know? Or a Redskins jersey saying potato skins. I don't trust those Chinese-made jerseys.
All right, so what I'm going to do is this. I'm going to work on to try to find out what needs to happen for that to happen, and I'm going to let them know. My daughter knows people have been mentioning this, and just tell them, look, man, I keep getting these calls about jerseys. How can we make that happen?
Would you rather have a red one or a white one made and all that?
It don't make me a difference. I always like the white one.
Amen.
All right,
awesome.
Man.
Sweet, man. Thanks for the call.
All right, Carlos. Take care, man. I mean, you can sell more B-Miss jerseys. I could probably send my grandkids to college then. All right, let's go to Larry in La Plata. Let me get this thing here. What's up, Larry? How you doing, man?
I'm good, Brian. Happy Friday. Let me ask you a question.
Yes.
What is your stance on Washington retiring jerseys? Because it's unforgivable that Sonny is not retired, that Riggins is not retired, that Doug is not retired, that Art Monk is not retired. I mean, my stance is this needs to be a practice to where every couple of years we need to be retiring some jerseys. What's your sense of
that? Well, I understand what you're saying, and some of those jerseys, they just don't let people wear them or whatever. But I think a lot of times they don't do it a lot because if you start retiring every jersey when somebody comes along, then what you're going to have on the football field? But I understand I think a lot of those guys should have been retired, but hell, they are because nobody wears them anyway. But just to officially do it, you know, it that does something for the family or whatever. But I think, hell, Sonny's been retired how long? And nobody has ever worn number 9? So basically it's retired. But I understand what you're saying, and putting people up in the Ring of Fame and things like that gives them that notoriety. But I just think that when you start retiring in the NFL, when you start retiring all those jerseys, then all of a sudden it comes to how many you're going to have left for the other people to wear if you have a lot of people getting retired. We already have a history of people that should be retired, and they're just not officially done, but it has been done per se because they don't allow people to wear them. But I also understand because you might end up having somebody wearing number 49. That's not damn good. And that happened before, too, so we shouldn't let that happen ever.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Norse Sides and Bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Nor Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit nor.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's good. Yes.
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Portrait.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.